Psalm doesn't say that. But don't live for wealth. That's the point we're getting at. Live for the pleasure of Allah. Enjoy the life that Allah has given us. Allah tells us that. Look at Surah Al-Jumu'ah. You know, we pray Jumu'ah. There's a chapter called Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Chapter 62. Verse 10. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ Allahu Akbar. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ After you pray Salah, and this is referring to directly Jummah, but it's a general law. Pray your Salah. What Allah is saying, after you pray your Salah, you read your Quran, you do your Ibadah, you do your Dawah, you teach your Quran, you learn your Quran. When you farig, when you have completed, when you're finished, Allah is telling us, go and enjoy life, man. But in the halal way, eh? Halal, halal, remember that. What? Halal. But Allah is telling you to do that. Allah does not expect us to live a stupid life, a downgraded life. He's saying, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ Travel through the earth. Enjoy the bounties that Allah has provided for us. Eat and drink and enjoy and seek the bounties of Allah. So Islam has nothing against becoming wealthy, enjoying things in life. It's halal, you enjoy it, brother and sister. The verse is telling you that. Chapter 62, verse 10. A lot of people believe that Islam is a down, kind of old-fashioned, ancient, primitive way of life. You got to walk around without shoes, barefooted, dirty feet, don't comb your hair, don't dress nice. Come on, our Prophet, peace be upon him, was a man who was spick and span. Look nice, smell nice. But his mission was Quran, Dawah.